Welcome to the Laharne Community Sports Association Wofford Playing Fields Community Consultation Document. We are celebrating sport, spirit, and togetherness in Laharne. The Laharne Athletic Club was founded in 1951 for amateur rugby and cricket. It transitioned to LCSA in June 2025 to reflect a broader community focus. The LCSA promotes amateur sport, manages the playing fields, and is governed by a 20-member general committee. The association committee leads the development of Wofford playing fields by engaging stakeholders, planning facilities, coordinating with authorities, securing funding, representing the community, and managing phased implementation. The LCSA seeks community support for the project. This includes local support for planning applications, involvement in facility use, engagement with local schools, and community feedback as the development evolves. Here is a visual overview of the existing facilities at the Wofford Playing Fields. We visited the Neeland Community Hub on April 23, 2025, as a starting point for our site plan. The hub is a great example of a community-supporting community venture. The Neeland Hub, run by a community interest company, replaced the existing athletic clubhouse with a new build. It includes a sports hall, meeting rooms, a community library, and received town council funding through a lease premium load. A community interest company, or CIC, is a UK limited company designed to benefit communities. They focus on social objectives and reinvesting profits to achieve those goals. The development is planned in four phases. Phase one is groundwork and securing grant applications. Phase two is the core build of essential facilities. Phase three is an expansion phase, and phase four is finalization. We have several design options to consider. These range from pitch layout, new facilities, and cricket nets in the main development to options like a MUGA, library room, and children's play area in the later phases. This image shows the current pitch layout for phase one, which will be considered as part of our planning application. This is the current planning application layout submitted to the Carmarthenshire County Council. It illustrates the fields and includes provisions for the school development. These images show the additional strip of land that is part of phase one. This area will allow for future expansion and development. Here we see two facility options for phase one, a smaller building and a medium-sized facility, as shown in the planning application. The size of the facility will influence the necessary club structure for running and maintenance. The presented planning application includes this specific design for the facilities on the playing field. This provides front, side, and rear elevation views of the proposed building. Phase one's first floor plan features a bar or function room with a balcony. A highlight is the balcony overlooking the cricket pitch, offering a great viewing spot. The ground floor plan for phase one includes dedicated changing rooms for home and away teams, along with a fitness suite and a canteen kitchen. The plan suggests swapping the referee and plant room locations. The on-field car park strategy aims to reduce parking issues around Orchard Park. Routine parking will use designated hard-standing areas, and a traffic management plan will manage overflow for major community events. Phase one includes a bar and social area, intended as the commercial core of the business. This lounge facility will support important community activities and existing sports clubs. The Phase one fitness gym on the ground floor is designed for strength, conditioning, mobility, and recovery. The essential equipment categories include barbells, resistance bands, rowers, and rugby-specific gear. Phase one also introduces cricket nets, which can be dual use for golf practice. This facility adds a valuable space for local sports enthusiasts. Phase two proposes outdoor fitness, including walks and equipment located along the playing field boundary with a possible extension into the woodland area. This is a great space for general fitness. The outdoor fitness equipment in phase two is for members of all ages. This includes an outdoor gym with weather-resistant equipment and park training areas for bodyweight exercises. Phase two also introduces a bowls club. The outdoor bowls pitch, or bowling green, is a precisely manicured, typically square surface used for lawn bowls, providing another community sport option. Phase two allotments offer rental or volunteering opportunities for growing spaces. Carmarthenshire already has 13 recorded growing sites, varying in size and facilities. Phase two includes a skate or bike park, featuring core elements for both sports. This could include street and transition terrain for skateboarding and pump tracks or jump lines for biking. Phase three introduces all-weather MUGA sports facilities. These multi-use games areas are versatile and durable. offering a cost-effective solution for year-round sports like football, basketball, and tennis. Phase 3 suggests a library room, inspired by models in Kidwelly and Neeland, creating a dedicated space for learning and community access. Phase 3 also proposes a members' children's play area. This facility will include a sensory garden and a safe play area designed for young children. This diagram presents a draft development structure for the Laharne Community Sports Association. The structure can be adjusted based on decisions regarding the final size and type of community facilities. This map illustrates the possible expansion of the catchment area. The red shaded region highlights the potential new area for service coverage. Regarding possible main funding sources, a significant proportion is expected to come from grants, as detailed in the LCSA Grants Available and Future Funding document. Potential income sources for development include the Laharne and surrounding area, with the Neeland example demonstrating a potential for substantial funding, such as £500,000. This concludes the video on the Laharne Community Sports Association Wolford Playing Fields Community Consultation document for the 5-year development plan.